I would have.
I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. The psalmist declares, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. That tells me that my circumstances, issues, and situations do not determine the when, the where, and how I praise God. Praise God at all times. Praise continually be in my mouth. Praise that gives honor to God is a call for an intense, repetitive habit of praising God. Praise is not reserved for 90 minutes on Sunday morning, midweek service, or Bible study, Friday night prayer meeting. You are going to prayer meeting tonight, right? Praising God is at all times. First thing in the morning, on the way somewhere, coming back from somewhere. While you are working, you can be praising God. When you're at rest, at praise, praising God at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. There is something powerful about praising God. It is infectious, honest to goodness praise, not praise to manipulate a congregation, not praise to manipulate God, not praise to give external affirmation to show that you do know how to praise God, not praise to elicit a response to what is being preached or prayed, but honest to goodness praise for who God is, which is different from praise for what God can give. Hallelujah, from the heart of the worshiper through the lips of the praiser to the ear of God, amid the continuous chorus of the seraphim and the cherubim. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Infectious praise, a conscious, determined act of praising God. Insistent praise, an act of the will. I will bless the Lord at all times. When all is well, I will bless the Lord. When it's not well with my soul, I still will bless the Lord. It's hard to be mad, beloved, upset, depressed, and praising God at the same time. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, what about you?